So you moved to England then, Danny, did you?
No, I was home then for 2 years, like,
when
you
when your dad was kind of ill.
Yes. Yeah. So then I went back again, and I went to Glasgow, and I went out, and I got a job in Glasgow, like, on a building site. I told the man my situation, like, you know. And he said, well, we'll see what you can do, you know. So I was there, I'm sure I was there 6 months, like, you know. So then I had a letter from a cousin of mine in England. And he was a foreman with McAlpines, like, you know. And they were doing a way out at a place they call Horsham. They were doing big tanks, like, you know, they were for
oil refineries.
It was an oil refinery, like, you know, that's what it was. Yes, they were doing an oil refinery there. So he asked me, like, he says to me, if you want to come up, I'll get you fitted in. He says, there's no brickwork yet, he says, but there's plenty of joiner work, like, you know. So he told me it was all shuttering, like, you know, it was rough joiner work. But there were a lot of stairs to be made, like concrete, like for concrete stairs, like, you know.
You'd put the shutter up for yes, the pouring, right?
That's
concrete,
right,
yeah.
Yes. So I was there, I spent 2 years there, like, you know.
You enjoyed that?
Enjoyed that, yes. Well, he had a crowd of men, and a whole lot of them didn't know what they were doing, like, you know, because they were Irish fellas just over from the fields and the bog, and they didn't know what they were doing.
They knew a little about construction.
They knew a little about construction, and he knew that I understood a reasonable bit about it, like, you know, but my construction would have been later. Because there were some heavy walls, and that's like 3 foot walls and all that, like, you know. And it was good. We worked Saturday, Sunday there and all.
Plenty of work at the time.
Plenty of work.
What was your first wage that you earned?
The first wage was £3.02.
Oh, geez.
And paid what? 13 shillings for a room, and I fed myself. And if you were drinking, I wasn't drinking at the time. But
There'd be little left,
like, you know. But the market gardener, he was a bit better. He was about £1 a day. So that wasn't too bad.
That's fairly good.
That was fairly good. But the work was very hard.
Yeah.
And he had a few of these DPs working with him, displaced persons, like, you know. They were sent to him, like, they wouldn't have been getting the same money as me. He told me that, like, you know. But he says, I'm expecting you'll do a bit of work. But the work was heavy. You know, you're shoveling, like, the boxing of the lorry was as high as the bottom of that picture, like, you know, and you had to shovel in over it. So I didn't fancy that. So that was the first job I got when I left the farmer. But I only spent 1 day at that job. 1 day. And I'll never forget. I went up to his house to collect my money. And he looked at me. He says, where the hell did you go? And I said, I slept in. But I said, I'm all right now anyway. I said, I got a job in construction, like. I didn't tell him what I was doing, but I got a job in construction. That's what I was at before I left Ireland, you know. And that's what I was at.